everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. Today, we just want to talk for a few moments on the subject of emotional parentification, or another term for it is emotional incest. This is a challenging, weighty subject matter that can trigger some unpleasant memories for those who may have had this experience growing up. And so we want you to know that we're being mindful of that. And we would just invite you to go to our website. We have a full article on this subject. If you go to A Broken Hearts GPS, if you click on the articles page and open the page for A Victorious Living, you will see the article Overcoming Emotional Incest. We also want to give you our phone number, which is 1-866-460-8976. And also our email, it's Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. And so before we go into this subject, we want to just open up in prayer and just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us as we unpack this area that can really bring a lot of distress to the adult years when this has been the childhood experience. So we're going to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before you, Lord, asking for your grace. We're asking for your wisdom as we navigate through this area. Father, we thank you that you are the God of all comfort, that you are the Lord God who heals, and that you are so full of love and compassion, and you are concerned about what is concerning or plaguing the hearts of your people. So we just ask now, Holy Spirit, that you would just give us the ability to talk through a difficult subject matter in a way that brings hope and encouragement to those who may have walked through this this traumatic history. And so, Father, we just thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We pray that you receive that prayer. And so you have the address for our website. We pray that you would just look at that article there, and you have our phone number and email. We invite you to reach out if you'd like prayer or supportive counseling in this area. If things are being stirred up in your soul, we pray that you would reach out, and because God is he wants to do a healing work. And so we pray that you would just receive that in Jesus' name. And so emotional parentification or incest, it's a lot more common than you may think. It's a whole lot of folks that have gone through this experience and are now adults who are parentified as children that are really struggling in the area of emotions and relationships. And so we just wanted to just highlight some of the details of emotional incest. And I just wanted to point out, when we're speaking about emotional incest, we are not speaking about sexual relationships between related individuals. Emotional incest does not involve sex. It does not involve sex acts. Okay, and so we're not speaking of physical incest. So we just want to make that clear. And so I wanted to start off with a scripture, and it's Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 through 15. And it reads, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you." And that's the Bible. That's Philippians 3 verses 13 through 15. And that was in the NIV translation. And so when we're talking about emotional incest, you know, many of us, as it relates to this scripture that we just read, cannot forget, we can't move forward into our future because we cannot forget our past. We're plagued, we're tormented by things that happened in our past. And some of the things that keep us from moving forward are our childhood experiences. And for many of us out there, it was the experience of emotional incest. And so emotional incest is also known as parentification. And you can kind of understand why, because when you hear that word incest, it has such a sting to it, such a it's hard to hear, right? And so we use these euphemisms to make things that are very unpleasant seem a little bit more palatable. But you know what? We're going to call it what it is, so that we're not sugarcoating anything, because God wants us to have the victory. And so a lot of times we have to look at what's ugly. We've got to look at what's unpleasant. We can't dress it up and make it pretty, because the reality is, for a child that experienced this, it wasn't pretty. So as adults, we don't want to make it seem less than it was. Okay, so we're calling it emotional incest. And we're speaking of this whole nuance where there's a role reversal between a parent and a child. There's a distortion of boundaries. A child or an adolescent assumes levels of responsibility within the family that are developmentally inappropriate for them due to their age. And these responsibilities go unrecognized, unsupported, and unrewarded. And again, it's children that are fulfilling emotional roles that adults should be fulfilling. And what makes this so detrimental is because the child is fulfilling the needs of an adult, their childhood needs are being ignored. Okay. They're being forced to act out the role of an adult, but their childhood needs are being ignored. A child is giving up their need for comfort, attention, and guidance in order to meet the emotional need of a parent. The parent has abdicated their role as a parent and gives that responsibility to the child. A parent may begin to confide in the child and discuss adult problems and issues, and the child becomes a surrogate spouse, if you will. The child can become the confidant of another adult and therefore is exposed to weighty adult issues before they're emotionally ready. Children are robbed of their childhood and they're set up for a series of challenges as adults. And so this whole dynamic of parentification, emotional incest, can be so detrimental for a child, and it also is problematic for an adult that was a parentified child, because you have these childhood needs these childhood longings that were not met. And so now here you are, an adult, and you're having problems with anger. You're having problems relating to other people. And a lot of it stems back to this whole idea of not having your childhood needs, emotional needs met, because you were focused on helping a grown up. And so you can read more about that in the article that we have posted there on the website. But, you know, emotional parentification, this emotional incest, it's a trick of the enemy, because the enemy, he tries so hard to get us off course in our childhood, so that as adults, we are frustrated, we're broken, we're despondent, we're discouraged. We're not living the abundant life that God wants us to live. Life to the full, experiencing joy and peace on a continuum. Because as a child, we were sabotaged by the enemy with this whole area of emotional incest. And so you see adults struggling with poor self-esteem, with feeling inferior, with feeling incompetent, with feeling unspeakable shame and guilt because of a traumatic childhood. There's anxiety, there's codependency, there's this involvement with toxic relationships. You know, a lot of these adult issues that we may be challenged with could stem from this whole experience of being the victim of emotional incest. And so I've spoken with numerous adults that say, you know, I'm so angry and I just don't know why, or I just can't seem to connect with anyone, or, you know, I don't know why. I make these impulsive decisions, and I have this Peter Pan syndrome, and I just can't seem to grow up, right? We have to get to the root. And for many, it's the root of what happens when there's emotional incest as a child. I have good news for you today, and it may be hard to believe, but if you've been the victim of emotional incest and you're an adult that is struggling, God has come for you today. There's good news. You can overcome this. You can walk in healing. You can walk in victory. You can overcome the abuse that you endured as a child by just giving it to the Lord. There is such healing in telling our story. There's such healing and becoming undone. It may not seem like a good thing, but just letting everything that you've carried, just letting it go, giving it to the Father, you talking with your pastor, talking with a counselor, in a nucleus of safety, when we can unpack our story and begin to share our experience, when we can take it to the Father in prayer, when we begin to meditate on the truths of Scripture, there is real healing that takes place. And I'm not speaking from a hypothesis. I've spoken with so many people who have chosen to take God at His word and have done the hard work, and are now walking in victory. And guess what? It doesn't matter the age or the stage that you're in. God, His healing is for anyone who wants to receive it. And I even spoke with a senior. You know, this is an adult in their 80s that experienced being abandoned by a parent, enduring abuse, enduring emotional incest, and now as a senior is walking in triumph and victory. And we're talking about the span of over 70 years. So it is possible. God can do a work if we are willing to bring our hearts before Him. And so I pray that you receive this truth today. If you've never heard of this subject of emotional incest, I would encourage you to do some research on it. I would encourage you to find scriptures that would coincide with whatever it is going on in your heart. You know, the Word of God, there is something for every issue that's found in the Word of God. If it's anger, if it's anxiety, if it's worry, if it's hopelessness, God has a word for you. And so I've just given you a really brief overview on this subject, and I pray that you would receive it in Jesus' name. And I just want to pray for those of you out there who may have gone through this experience and you're looking for answers. May I just say, God has come for you today. He has answers to every question that you may have. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before you, God, thanking you that you have not forgotten those who have experienced emotional incest as a child. Father, thank you that your love covers a multitude of sin. God, we thank you that your grace is sufficient, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so we just give you our hearts now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you would mend every broken piece, that you would heal every soul wound. Father, that you would plant hope in the hearts of those who are broken. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray that they will receive the truth that victory is theirs. In Jesus' name, we just thank you and we give you praise for the work that you are doing even now in the unseen realm. We thank you for your gift of wholeness and healing. We thank you that it is well, that you desire that it be well with our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray you receive that in Jesus' name. We pray that your hearts have been encouraged. We'd love to hear from you. If you have this experience and you would like to have supportive counseling, if you would like individual prayer, we would love to connect with you. And so it's Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. You can reach us at 1-866-460-8976. We pray that you would reach out, that you would take the step of faith and walk into the healing that God has for you. And it comes just by taking a step, just by taking a step to believe and take God at His word. Amen. God bless you, and we will talk with you soon.